you sterilize the skin first, of course, and all that stuff. The needles are brand new. All the stuff you use is sterilized in an autoclave. So, yeah. The hygiene is very important. A thing that makes me laugh a lot is that a lot of times, for example, this lady came in yesterday and she, like, I think she had this conception of tattoos, maybe what they were 60 years ago, because she's like, you guys use new needles? And I can see that, right? And, I mean, how do I know? And I just looked at her. I said, I mean, of course you're going to see we open a new needle. It's so cheap to buy needles nowadays that, you know, it would be stupid to reuse a needle. Probably costs more to clean it and do all that than to buy a new one. And not only that, I was like, you know what? If you ever notice your dentist, what does your dentist do? If you notice what he touches? Yes. One second. Do you notice what your dentist do? Your dentist touches your mouth, then he touches the closet, then he touches this. You know, people have a misconception. So they think, oh, the dentist went to medical school. I'm sure he's okay. But the tattoo artist, he's not okay. You know, so I think it's kind of a funny little thing. But because we have to deal with that, I think it's, I mean, of course, if you go to a place that's kind of a grimy place, yeah, I don't know what goes on there, but any professional tattoo studio, people exceed at their sterilization, you know, because they do have to prove that. A lot more people have the preconception of what it is. Everything from a little teenager that likes Justin Bieber, which, you know, I don't think teenagers should get tattoos or anything like that, to, you know, some multi-billionaire guy, doctors, surgeons, you know, real estate people, lawyers, judges. I mean, it's everything today. It's so common nowadays, and it's so popular nowadays that it's really everyone. You can't categorize it. It could be from that prissy little housewife that you probably 10 years ago would look down on someone like me to, you know, the little punk rocker that's living on the street. So it's really, you know, it's everyone's different. It's very vast.